Why Talk Around Monday continues. Once a month, get to talk to this young lady. Always enjoy it. Mandy, in from the Breckenridge Family Community and Teen Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Another full list of things that you gave me here for the month of June.
Absolutely.
When do you sleep? I mean, you're busy constantly, and just putting this thing together, I would imagine, takes time, too.
Absolutely. You know,
you must be good at time budget.
Honestly, it's not as so much as that, is just utilizing the giftings of those around me.
Mm-hmm.
is honestly one of the things. Is if you're going to lead, if you're going to do something as a leader, you have to realize where your strengths are and where your weaknesses are.
Maximize
and really
the talent. Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
So that's what I do. It's just a matter of going, okay, so this is something that I excel at. This is something I don't excel at.
Right.
So who does? Right, yeah. Exactly. I'm awful at crafts. Awful. You do not want
that
to.
That surprises me.
Yeah, no. Yeah. But I've got a craft lady who is phenomenal with crafts. So, and then I'm a very big picture person, and then Mandy is the details.
She's the day-to-day.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, like, we have been blessed to have just a really amazing team that kind of those spots are all filled.
Right.
Those spots are all filled. And then the city, you know, their support within that and has been fantastic. The community's support.
You got a lot of friends.
We do. They love what we're doing, and they're seeing that we're serving. And when it comes to that, our community usually stands behind that.
Right.
So,
we always come out on top.
Yeah,
with that kind of partnership. What's happening in June? What's going on?
Well, we've got summer. We've got summer going now.
Wow.
And so for those that don't know, our summer means that we are actually open. That is one of the things that we go for, is grant funds and fundraise so that we can be there to serve the community, not just during the school year, but during the summer as well, as somewhere free for the kids to go. So that is meant to be a real a blessing to the community members, that they don't have to worry about costs, that you know, like, we all need extra money in the
mm-hmm.
wallet.
Right.
And so that is where we're open 1 to 5 Monday through Thursday. And so the you know, parents, just, you know, let your kids know we've got so many things there. So many activities, whether it be activities that we have that are planned and coordinated and all of that, or just hanging out and a game room closet full of things, or just balls they can go outside with, and
yeah,
and different indoor outdoor games, and there's just so much to do.
It's a great resource. One of the best resources we got here is that place you're running over there.
So, absolutely. Yeah. And all of our events are free as well. And mm-hmm. so we only ask that anyone under 10, because of our staffing and safety, that anyone under 10, it has an adult with them.
Sure.
So yeah, but that is our hours, Monday through Thursday, 1 to 5.
Okay.
And today, I'm so glad we were able to come in and see you today, that I was able to pop in, and because we actually have our pool tournament today.
All right.
Our first Monday Madness tournament of the
month. Rack them up.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that's what I would love to go through, is our Monday Madness.
Okay.
So this Monday, today, is pool. Next Monday, we've got volleyball.
All right.
And then the Monday after that is cornhole on June 16th. And on the fourth one is our flag football. And so, you guys, it's during our open hours. Those that want to participate, we do ask that they're there by 2, so that, you know, they can get everything together and ran, and that we're not having to wonder, you know, it's the gathering,
sure,
you know, the herding of the cats. So
I love that.
So we've also got a really big treat for our community, because of a grant from our Wilkin County Children's Collaborative. We are able to do a bigger and better craft day.
Great.
Only we are doing craft days.
I noticed you expanded it. Yeah, it's
we
not
did.
Just a day. It's a day.
No.
It's days now.
Correct. So many months it's 2 days, but we did pull back on a couple of the crazier months, like May, where like everybody's got so much going on in May. And then, you know, in August, I believe we're pulling back a day on that. And then we're putting those days into our summer. So once a week, every Thursday during June, and I believe in July, we are having a craft day every Thursday.
Fantastic.
And so that would be from 1 to 5, of course. And they're free crafts, you guys. They come in. All of the supplies are paid for. There's no cost to it.
That's a win-win.
You get to make some fun memories.
Yeah.
And our summer crafts, we have our flower pots that are doing this Thursday, you guys. We're painting flower pots. We're sending you home with some dirt and some marigolds.
I love it.
And then you get to have your own marigolds and your own uniquely painted pot. We're going to be doing glass etching. And then, which just gorgeous.
Yeah.
On those jars with the straws.
There's an art form to that.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes. And then for the youngers, that glass etching, we have the stained glass jars where they get to glue some tissue paper. And it just looks so beautiful.
Fun.
When they like a
fun.
Just a plethora of colors. Kaleidoscope of colors. And then we have our fuse beads as well that we're going to be doing. And I'm super excited. We have one more, and I cannot find it on here, but just check out our Facebook page.
Okay,
all
everything
of our
you
events,
need to know, yeah,
absolutely,
it's on there.
Absolutely, all of our events are posted, and you guys can pop in and enjoy. I did mess up on our flyers, but I did edit it for our Facebook page. There's not going to be cocoa or cider at them.
Okay, no.
It's going to be lemonade.
That's kind of a winter thing anyway. Yeah,
correct. So yeah, we're going to have free lemonade at those craft days for those participating. Yes, and then, the coffee filter flowers. That was the other one. Yep. So the 5th, we have this week, we have flower pots. Next week is the glass etching. The 19th is coffee filter flowers. And you guys, if you Google that, like that sounds just whatever, they are super gorgeous.
Okay. I have to check that out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Google that. The coffee filter flowers are just gorgeous. And then the fuse beads.
Okay.
So the kids loved those fuse beads last time. So like, all right, we'll bring them back.
Yeah.
So, and then finally, I'm going to scooch our Win It Wednesday, a reminder that every day that you come in, you let our staff know that you would like to register for our Win It Wednesday so that you can get a chance to win a free, you know, DQ Mini Blizzard, because our friends
like
at DQ.
Oh, they're good to you too.
They are so good to us. Breck DQ is amazing to us. And so just come on in. And get your name in the box, and we draw every week. So, and then finally, we're going to do our first summer movie is going to be Mary Poppins.
I love that.
I do too.
Yeah.
Is that the
original? The
original.
Okay,
the
Julie
original.
Andrews,
yes.
Dick Van Dyke. Oh,
yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, I am so excited for that one.
I'm
going
to sneak in for that.
Right.
I love that movie.
So, yeah, and that is from 1 to 5. Of course, Monday, June 30th. It's that last Monday in June. And we have pizza by the slice for $2. Concessions are always available for purchase whenever you come in there.
Okay.
So they then, and they're very reasonably priced. And so, yeah, but all, like I said, all of these activities are free. You get free popcorn at that movie. You get free treats, and then we have Econo does their. I'm really excited for this one. They decorate our cookie sandwiches.
Oh, this could be good for that.
And so yeah, we have three big huge cookie sandwiches from Econo decorated to the movie theme, and that's one of those. You put your name in the box for. You know, that drawing, and three people get to go away with one of those cookies.
All right.
So yeah.
Going to be a good month.
It's going to be an amazing month. And a reminder that when we're not open, we are available for rental for anybody, and give Breck City Hall a call for that. And And a big shout out to, we just got word back that we received a grant from the Richland Wilkin Community Foundation.
Fantastic.
So
yeah, they're good to you too.
Yeah,
they love you.
They're phenomenal. So I am so grateful for that. But those are the things that keep us doing what we're doing every right. year.
Mandy, listen, we're out of time, but I'll tell you what, that's a gem over there. So are you for doing all this for the community. To you, your staff, thank you. From everybody. Okay, you got a good thing going.
Well, I'm blessed.
Keep it rolling.
Yes, Mandy, thank you, Bill.
Mandy Steinberg, looking forward to our chat here in July. 9:30 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The much-anticipated Make America Healthy Again Commission report is now out. MAHA. In this week's commentary, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall tells us